show. Get that fun feeling in the morning.
This is Hit. Yeah, you get that fun feeling on our podcast as well. We all have to wear masks now, so fun feeling with masks on us.
It is mandatory to have a mask if you leave your house. So we did touch on that in today's show, but we also had the independent member from Shepparton, Susanna Sheed, on, and she gave us an insight into how the new restrictions affect us here locally.
Yeah, if you're listening from around the world or around Australia, we're based right here in Victoria. Most people would know that because they are regular downloaders. So we are under tougher restrictions starting Wednesday. So a lot of the show is focused around that. We also spoke about, though, sharing the bed with your pets. Do you do it?
There's one couple out there and what they're doing is not okay. I think we can both agree what they're doing is not okay.
They took it one step too far. Yeah. Just one step.
Oh, KFC, there's a shortage.
Yeah, this, you know what, coronavirus, we speak about it in many different ways. It affects people in every way, you shape, you name it possible. Mm-hmm. This one is a little too close to home.
And we also spoke to our pigeon trainer, Jeff, because we are sending the pigeon on its flight today.
Yes, indeed. And Herbs, you opened up this morning on the show as well, which is well worth a listen. And stay tuned for that because you're reflecting how a lot of people are feeling.
Yeah, a little bit lonely at the moment. So I just shared how I'm feeling and that letting people know they're not alone.
Yeah, it's all in this catch up. Enjoy it. Thank you so much for downloading and have a great day. The Hit
Breakfast Show. For over a week now, we have been speaking about homing pigeons on the show. Never in my life did I think that we would be speaking about pigeons for over a week.
But no.
It's blown our mind how much we've learnt about these pigeons. It all started because I thought I saw some in my backyard. It turns out that here in the Golden Valley, a lot of people get around homing pigeons. And if you Google them, they send messages. So that's what we wanted to put to the test. And luckily enough, we were contacted by a guy named Jeff who said, I can help you out with this, because we had a guy in Finley, Tim, who wants to deliver a message here to Shepparton because, unfortunately, he can't see his family at the moment with the borders closed. And so today is the day that hopefully we deliver that message.
Jeff joins us on the phone now, mate. Thank you so much for your time. How are we all good to go?
G'day, Josiah. How are you?
Good, mate.
Now, Jeff, good. We're excited. Today is flight day. How is the red Karen looking?
Herbie, the red Karen's looking fantastic. So she's up there. So what we're going to do is we're going to actually put her up there with a couple of hundred other birds so that they'll be in a big flock, and that'll mean they'll go a bit faster. They're a little bit like cyclists. And they'll also be more protected if they get a falcon attack or something like that. They sort of stick together and they'll power on through that.
Jeff, we'll be waiting here in Shepparton for them to arrive back. How will we be able to tell which one's the red Karen? Is it pretty obvious there's going to be someone to help us out with that?
The red Karen, they all carry a little electronic chip in their ring. So when she goes over the pad at home, that will tell us when she's there.
Now, Jeff, we need to know, what is the estimate time you're giving the flight today?
Well, normally I reckon today there's not much wind. So with no wind from there, they would do that in about an hour and a quarter. So if they get a bit of a headwind, they might be a bit slower. If they get a bit of a tailwind, they might go a bit faster.
So if you send them up for flight, I've got enough time to get a coffee and then go back to home base waiting for the red Karen to arrive.
That's it.
Perfect.
An hour 15.
That's about right, I reckon. Yes.
I reckon I'm going to lock in at the moment, 1 hour and 23 minutes.
Oh, Herbs, it's just, we're throwing bet. We're opening sports bet account, aren't we?
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll lock in a minute 13 then. Well, Jeff, we appreciate your help with everything today. Thanks for getting that message on the Red Karen's foot. We'll be waiting back at home base for the Red Karen to arrive back. We're very excited and fingers crossed this all pulls off.
Okay, very good. The Hit Breakfast Show.
Get that fun feeling in the morning. This is Hit. If I told you Elon Musk was having an affair with Bill Gates, would you believe me?
No, that's clickbait if I've ever heard it.
It's so good. So Bill Gates, he's come out and slammed about a week ago now Elon Musk because he's been tweeting a fair bit about coronavirus. And Bill Gates came out in an interview and goes and basically did a shout out to Elon Musk saying, mate, stop talking about vaccines, stop getting involved with medicine, stick to machineries. You're good at inventions, you're not so good with medicine.
Very much so. Stick with what you know.
He goes, you make a great electric car, your rockets work well, you're allowed to talk about those things. Try not to tweet about medicine too much. Don't get him confused. That's what he's tweeted.
I think very fair point there by Bill.
Elon Musk, it's fired him up though. And so over the weekend, he's gone viral again and he knows how to ruffle some feathers, old Elon Musk. And
he's had a busy year, actually.
Oh, it's been huge. And this is what I love about him. instead of getting back at Bill Gates, instead of saying, you know, trying to get in a war of words with him, he just sent out this tweet. The rumor that Bill Gates and I are lovers is completely untrue. That's it. He's just left it straight at that and that's it.
He started his own rumor.
So instead of saying, I don't like Bill Gates or Bill Gates doesn't like me or feeding into what Bill Gates is trying to go, he just states out that the rumor that Bill Gates and I are lovers is completely untrue.
It's like the worst game of Chinese whispers. So it obviously started with Bill and then in the media it circulated. And then what Elon Musk is now saying is what he's heard. Even though it's not, he's just creating what he wants people to hear.
Well, last week we spoke about him getting in a boxing match with other big celebrities. Imagine him and Bill Gates going for a charity fight in the ring. That would be amazing.
I'd always back Bill.
Come on.
I just think I prefer him. I know that Elon Musk is a wizard when it comes to machinery and everything. He hangs out with Kanye. He's a cool guy. I get that. I just think Bill is a really cool dad.
Well, if you look at the two of them, right? One of them is Bill Gates, who invented Windows and gives away 90% of his billions to the poor.
He's just a cool, like, sort of dorky dad.
Yeah, but let's be honest. I'd rather a bloke that invented Tesla than a bloke that invented Windows.
Yeah, but helps the poor.
Yeah, I know. I'm sure Elon has his days as well.
Yeah. I don't know. You're cold-hearted, my friend. The Hit Breakfast Show. We keep saying here on Hit, get that hit feeling. The songs that make you feel great on Hit, which at times, yes, is true, but for me currently, I'm not feeling that way. Rather, I'm feeling not that great, which I know I'm not alone in feeling at this time. I wanted to say this morning as I want to let those people who aren't doing too well currently know that you're not alone. I am very much struggling at the moment. I didn't think I'd go so early. I'm not coping very well with the COVID pandemic. Like many of us, I was very excited to start 2020, a new year for me, with a new job, which meant new experiences and new goals to reach. However, this excitement was quickly interrupted with fear. Fear of COVID, the unknown, and everything that comes with it. I can honestly say I've never felt more alone in my life. I dread weekends, as it means coming to face with the reality of being alone. I've always prided myself on being a very social, outgoing person who thrives in social settings. I'm the prime example of an extrovert. However, in this pandemic, being an extrovert isn't a great thing, especially when you move to a new town. All I want to do is join sporting teams, go out and be social where you can, make connections and friendships. But unfortunately, that's not possible. Now, I'm not saying this so people call up and message in and say, I'll be friends, I'll hang with you. But rather to let people know that even though I may sound happy and bubbly on the radio, I'm struggling, so there too may be someone in your life who is putting on a brave face. Someone who needs a mate right now, someone to check up on them. I'm very fortunate I have friends and family members in my life who are checking up on me, as without them I honestly don't know how I'd be getting by at the moment. I've also been very open with those around me about how I'm feeling. I've told you, Josiah, I've told my boss that I'm struggling, and I've been to the doctors, and I know for some that can be hard or even a sign of weakness, which really is silly, as truth be told, it's a sign of courage and strength. It's a very hard time for all of us at the moment. Maybe you're not lonely, but instead you're worried about the money, about how you're going to get the next meal on the table. And if that's the case, know you're not alone. And tell someone close to you what you're feeling. And for those listening, don't mistake it for someone complaining, but rather someone crying out for help, crying out for a friend. And it's going to be tough over the next couple of months. I know for me, I'm dreading tomorrow as my brother leaves back to New York and I don't get to say goodbye. I don't get to know when I'll see him next. But one thing I do know is if we speak up together, come together as a community, we will get through this. And if you are struggling, remember Lifeline is there to help on 13 11 14. And this is actually really incredible. At the moment, they've got a text line too. So you can text them on 0477 13 11 14. So you can message them whenever you need someone, some advice, or just someone to speak to. Now, I hope by sharing how I feel this morning helps at least one person out there know they're not alone. I'm not going to let this break me, and nor should you. And so the simple message I wanted to say is that we will get through this, GV.
Well said, Herbs. And I think you said it really well at the end there. You're not alone. You're just reflecting how a lot of people are feeling because there is a lot of the unknown. So it is important to speak out and to seek help if you do need it. That number again for Lifeline is 13 11 14. I'll come over there and give you a hug, Herbs. How does that sound?
I'd love one. The Hit Breakfast Show. Look, relationships, they're a very intimate thing, and what couples do in their relationships is a very intimate thing. We don't need to hear about what they get up to, but sometimes you hear of things and you think, that's not okay. And that's exactly what I thought when I read about a couple from the UK, Maddie and Stephen. And it's to do with what they do when they go to bed at night. Now, Maddie and Stephen, they share their bed with their pet. Now, the problem with this is you're probably thinking, oh, is it a little chihuahua? No, it's not. At the start of this year, they actually rescued a pig.
Huh?
They rescued a pig named Piggles. And so Piggles sleeps with them every night. And if you think that's not enough, Piggles' best friend, the French bulldog, Dill, joins the bed as well.
I tell you what, I know those French bulldogs, they snore.
Like, yeah.
I've got friends with them, they snore a lot, let alone a pig. Imagine what they would do.
Dill snoring, and then you got Piggles just... Who knows what a pig would do?
Surely the pig would have outgrown their bed by now.
It's a big pig. It is a big pig. It's honestly, when reading this, I got annoyed and like anger was built up inside me thinking, what are you doing? That's not okay. That's not right. And how did you agree on this as a couple to allow not just one animal, but two, and thirdly, a pig?
A lot of wives out there hate it when their husbands roll over in bed, no doubt. Imagine if the pig rolled over. You'd be a goner.
It takes a whole new meaning to those four in the bed and the little one said. Oink, oink. And it did get me thinking, though, I'm really against animals in bed. I do not think that you should be sharing a bed with an animal. I'm completely against it.
Yeah, see, I've obviously a pig I think is a step too far. But I love sharing the bed with an animal. Like, he has this. I'll take it even one step further. My ex's parents, they used to have the dog sleep in between the two of them every single night. And it had to be underneath the blankets.
Nah, that's not for me.
Me as well. When we grew up, we had Molly for 17 years. I loved it when she slept in bed with me, especially if I ever got in trouble as a kid and sent to my room by my parents. Molly would know I was in trouble and she'd run up into my room and jump in bed with me and keep me company. It's amazing.
Nah, in recent times when I've been back at Mum and Dad's and they've got Hazel the Choc Lab, Dad, after I go to sleep, will try and sneak her in because he knows how strongly against I feel dogs being in your bed.
Well, right now as well, with the pandemic, if you're single and you've got a dog, a great result. Of course you're going to have that in the bed.
No. I used to go for sleepovers with my best friend Kiara back in the day and they had a Staffy. And I used to shut the door when we'd go to sleep. Like, she had a queen bed, we'd go for a sleepover and I'd shut the door and she'd say, no, leave it open. Cooper's got to come in. Are you kidding me? No, Cooper does not come in.
Staffies don't mind a snore as well.
I'm against it. But look, maybe I'm by myself here. Maybe everyone's happy to have pets in the bed. They like a pig in the bed. If that's the case, get involved. We want to know what's your thoughts. Sharing beds with pets, yay or nay?
We do have Megan in Tatura this morning. What are your thoughts? Do you do it?
Absolutely. I love it.
What do you have, Megan?
I've got a Kelpie.
And how long has this Kelpie been sleeping in the bed with you?
Like 10 years, I think.
How good. And do you like it for company?
Do I like it for company?
Yeah.
Yeah. So just having someone next to me, quite comforting.
What if your partner said to you, it's me or the dog, what are you going to say?
We've got a spare couch that might be comfortable for my partner.
Oh, so you do have a partner? That was my next question.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
I'm not for this at all. What an unlucky partner.
No, I get it. I'd rather. And do you prefer to cuddle your partner or the dog?
Oh, I prefer to cuddle my partner, but my dog is very... It's just a nice comfort thing.
Different ways of cuddling, I guess. Yeah. The Hit Breakfast Show. But over the weekend, this was huge.
This was massive. On Friday, my phone went into meltdown because I'm in a sibling chat with my brothers and there was an announcement made late Friday which put them into a very concerned stage of their life.
Not just them, but I feel like a lot of people around Victoria, and that's the KFC's restaurants. Not only in Melbourne, but around a lot of Victoria as well, we're experiencing a shortage of chicken. This is amid the city's coronavirus lockdown. That's the one ingredient that KFC doesn't need a shortage of, is it?
Definitely not. Now, the poor KFC, they've had a bit of a tough run in the whole pandemic at the moment. We know over in New Zealand, when they went to stage 4, when they finally opened up again, that they ran out of chicken. So they experienced it then. And then they went from originally you could go in to just having delivery. So they've gone through a roller coaster. But this most recent one, it really affects us because it's too close to home.
Yeah. And you know how much I love my kefirs, my zinger box.
Oh, you've got your order down, Pat.
Replace the gravy with another small chips, extra chicken salt on the chips. And also, please, can I have 4 sweet and sour sauces in the box? Thank you very much.
Oh.
Water for the drink? Yep, no worries. I'm healthy. So, yeah, a lot of them actually had to either shut down or be limited to certain hours because of that shortage of chicken. Now, one of your friends in particular was really affected by it, weren't they?
Yesterday morning, I received a Snapchat from one of my girlfriends in Melbourne, and she'd had a bit of a big night with her and her partner at their house because we can't do much in Melbourne. So they had a few drinks, and she woke up Sunday feeling a little seedy but knew that the Colonel would have her back. So she walked down, she lives in St Kilda, to the local store there. And unfortunately, there's a sign on the door and it was so depressing for her. It just said, no more chicken. We're closed until further notice. And then the camera reverses to her crying because it's not what you need. When you're down in the dumps and you need that Mr. Colonel to pick you up and hearing that, it's not fun.
And no doubt after yesterday's announcement as well, that's when a lot of people just go, you know what, I'm counting the rest of today off, and you just go straight to somewhere like KFC or McDonald's and you just ride off the diet for the rest of the day and enjoy
exactly.
it every bit that you can.
My housemate, Sim, her boyfriend, Jack, was over yesterday and he was in panic mode because he heard the news. He's gone, I've got to go get the Colonel straight away. So he left our house. Next snap I got, yep, he got himself some KFC.
Oh, well, good win. I think I didn't hear any reports of our ones right here in Shep or around the GV that were shut, but I know there was a couple in regional Victoria. Just don't know exactly where.
It's worrying times.
Yeah.
I mean, who would have thunk it this year with 2020? I mean, the pandemic was the first shock. KFC running out of chicken, is it nearly bigger?
Oh, honestly, I genuinely think since the whole pandemic began, this is the worst news I've received personally.
But remember we did come up with the new KFC slogan?
What was that one again? Yeah.
So it used to be, it's finger licking good. And now it's herbs and spices don't spread any viruses.
There we go. See, they need to start rolling with that. Literally.
The Hit Breakfast Show. Get that fun feeling in the morning.
Masks are now mandatory. If you're about to step out the house, I'm going to sound like a broken record, but we have to remind people you can get fined if you now walk outside without a mask on. And we've got a few more details around it because there are a lot of questions. Like, I was like, if I'm, cafes are going to be shut from Wednesday,
yes.
But if you are going to one over the next couple of days, do you have to sit there and just like pop it down for when you eat food? Like that sort of stuff, I don't really know.
It is a big question that's been asked a lot. So to clarify, if you are going out to a venue, cafe, restaurant of any sort in the next couple of days, on your way there, you have to wear a mask. Once you are seated, you are able to take the mask off to eat and drink. But if you have to get up to go to the toilet or go to the register, you have to wear your mask.
What about when you're driving your car?
You have to wear a mask if you've got more than one person in your car,
really?
Or the household members. But I would suggest to just wear one in the car no matter what.
But it's not, yeah. So if you are on your own, you legally don't have to.
Legally you don't have to. Now, everything that we're saying this morning, you can go to our website, hit.com.au, and it has everything you need to know there about face masks, the rules, because there's some interesting ones. Like, I'll read you one which I had a chuckle at, because you think that some would be quite clear. If you're having dental treatment, you don't have to wear a mask.
Well, I'm about to book in at the dentist.
But of course.
Well, you have to cut a hole in it?
That's what I was like, who was thinking about that one? But there is some great rules out there that you should go to the website to check, because I know people are a bit concerned and they're a bit confused at the moment with where they should wear a mask.
And we can confirm that we don't have to in a radio studio. Otherwise, the whole show is sort of like this.
Our job has allowed us to not wear one. Not our job, but the government. Also, if you do go for a run or a jog and you're having trouble breathing, you can take your mask off. But you have to have a mask on you, so as soon as you finish exercising, that comes back on.
Oh, yeah, Daniel Andrews does say with moments like that, you do have to exercise some sort of common sense.
Kids under 2 do not wear masks because there is a concern of choking or suffocating. And kids under 12, they don't have to wear a mask. That's up to them.
Wild times, but it is what it is. Herbs, I've got my mask. In fact, it's not a mask. I've actually got a bandana.
Well, you were trying to bring a bandana in at the start of the year, but not to do with a face mask. You wanted to wear it around your head.
Yeah, well, I didn't know COVID-19 was going to hit at that stage and this would be around the corner. But it kind of ties in because I do have that Hit one that we have here at work. Over the weekend, I went vintage shopping and ended up finding myself a really good deal. Now, my roommate Morgan refuses to be seen around me while I wear this bandana. But Herbs, if you are walking down the street with me, you're going to have to get used to it because I present to you just Josiah's new bandana that you will be seeing me around town in.
It's like a blanket.
Can you describe to everyone what it is?
Do you know what it is? It's Tiger King. You're Joe Exotic. That's what it is. It reminds me. It's got tigers on it. It's very out there, very wild. It's Richmond in colours.
It's like Versace.
It is Versace.
It's very Versace.
Of course you'd get this. You can't just get a face mask. Look at mine. I've just got the sock that's made into a face mask. Yeah. Lovely lady in the office has been helping make them. And you've gone all out, haven't you?
Well, I understand that we're in a pandemic. Can I take my bandana off now?
Yeah, you can.
Cool. But I do have some sort of fashion uptake to hold. So as
I don't know if that's fashion.
Well, as the face that's of Joe fashion. Paul Menswear, I think I need to be seen around in a Versace Tigers thing.
They don't want you wearing that or putting your name to their brand if you're going to be wearing that. The Hit Breakfast Show.
All right, meet me in the riddle for your Monday, 13, 12, 16, if you do know the answer to this. Are you feeling confident, Herbs?
I think so, because you threw it out before Robbie Williams there, and I did the actions, and I think by doing the actions, it's helped me got the answer.
If there are three apples, you take away two. How many do you have?
So, I normally suck at riddles, but I believe that if you're taking away two, then you have two.
She's on fire for a Monday.
Now I'm going to say it. I'm not going to get the next one.
Well done. See, if you break it down and actually have a think, you can win it. If you want to play 13, 12, 16, we do have a McDonald's voucher on here as well. You and Herbs can team up. You can team up with the listeners.
I need
Herbs.
Help. Yeah, I'd love that.
A cowboy, he rides into town on Friday, stays for 3 days, but then leaves on Friday. How did he do that?
He rides into town on Friday.
Stays for 3 days. He then leaves on Friday. How did he do it? 13, 12, 16 is the number if you have any idea.
Is it because... Oh, God, I have no idea. did he leave?
We've got someone 13, 12, 16. What's your name?
Leroy.
Leroy, how are you, mate? What's the answer? A cowboy rides into town on Friday, stays for 3 days. He leaves on Friday. How did he do it?
The horse's name is Friday.
You're good, Leroy. You did the riddles last week, didn't you, Leroy?
Yeah, that's right.
You're bloody good at this. Mate, I need to learn from
you. You're going to be racking up those McDonald's voucher if you can get this last one right. How can you throw a ball as hard as you can to only have it come back to you, even if it doesn't bounce off anything?
Ooh, that's a hard one.
You throw the ball as hard as you can, it comes back to you. It doesn't bounce off anything, though. How is that possible? Think about it.
It's got a string to... Wait, am I supposed to show?
Yeah, you can help him out.
Has it got a string attached? Or is
it
that
doesn't, no, unfortunately.
Did you see how I thought I was giving the answer?
I get your logic.
You throw the ball as hard as you can and it doesn't hit anything.
Comes straight back to you, though, and it doesn't bounce off anything. How does it do it? Think logically with this one.
I'm trying to think.
Well, the string one was all right.
Thank you. Thanks, Leroy.
It's even more logical than that, guys.
You just drop the ball.
No, because it comes back to you and it doesn't bounce off anything.
You spin the ball.
What happens if you throw it and it's maybe the wind?
Oh, yeah. I like where you're going. Think what you were saying, Herbs, where you're throwing it down, but think the other way.
Throwing it up.
There we go.
Oh, Herbie's so smart!
Leroy, she's on your side there, so I'll give you the McDonald's voucher. Throw it straight up in the air, guys.
There you go. Yeah.
That's a good one. The Hit Breakfast
Show. No doubt this lady is a massive Kylie Minogue fan. Susanna Sheed, she joins us now. Morning, Susanna.
Good morning, Josiah. How are you?
We're great this morning. Now, there are some huge changes that Daniel Andrews did announce yesterday afternoon that affects our local region. When you heard the announcement, were you surprised at all?
Look, I think he'd hinted at something harder coming, hadn't he? And we probably had an idea that something was on the cards. Maybe we hoped out here in regional Victoria we'd get an easier deal, and we have in a way when you compare it to Melbourne. I mean, poor old Melbourne and people down there, they're really shut down, aren't they?
They are indeed. We know come Wednesday we are moving, or Wednesday midnight, we're moving to the stage 3 restrictions, which will affect our local businesses. How do you think they will get through it in terms of the economy?
Look, I think there's a number of things that are just going to be so hard for them. I mean, you look at restaurants, cafes, those businesses in particular, and all the tourism associated industries. They've been so hard hit by this whole situation right from the beginning, just when they think they're getting back a little bit. here we go again. So it will be really tough. Look, the saver out there is JobKeeper, and that's going to be extended. And I think with Victoria in this stage, we'll all be lobbying for the full rate to continue longer, because this could well take us into mid-September.
Mm. And Susanna, I've got a lot of friends and, you know, families around the GV that are listening right now that have businesses that are again getting shut down. Is JobKeeper going to be enough for people like that? Is there any other ways or funds that we can expect from the government that could help these people out?
Well, I think we'll be listening very carefully this morning. There's a lot more announcements to come. The Premier said yesterday that today and tomorrow we should be listening closely for that. And you would certainly hope that both with the federal government and the Victorian state government, they can put something together, because if there's one thing we want is that capacity for our businesses to be able to, even if they have to hibernate through this, to be able to come back. And so just keeping them on a lifeline all the way through is so important. And JobKeeper's been doing that, but this extension is really just very hard for businesses. And, you know, beauty and personal care, so many of the businesses in the town that I've been talking to over the many, many months now that we've been in this situation, really doing it very hard. So all we can do is just keep working on it and hope that the extension of some of these programs will help enough to keep them there, even at a very low-key level, but also shopping locally. You know, just so important that we do that to the extent that we possibly can.
We know, Susanna, one area that's been very hard hit is the schools, in terms of the students, the teachers and the parents that are now homeschooling. They're returning back to remote learning. Do we know if locally here in Shepparton that people will be able to send their kids here if they're essential workers, they can go to school?
I'm told that's the case. So absolutely essential workers. So it's going to be tighter, the Premier said, than last time. But the special school will remain open. There's an understanding that for some families, it is just too hard, and there are vulnerable families, vulnerable children, where that will be available, essential workers. And we know that we need these people to go to work just to keep our livelihoods ticking, people who work in supermarkets, in all our healthcare providers, all these people, they have to have some capacity to have their children schooled while they're at work. And so I'm told that will be certainly in place. And there'll be so many things to iron out as we go forward, but we did it last time and we'll get there again.
For sure. And we'll no doubt keep checking in with you, Susanna Sheed, as it goes on. Now, before you go, if people are just waking up and tuning in, it is now mandatory to wear a face mask. Susanna, do you have a designer face mask? What are we rolling with for a Monday today?
Do you know, I've got three cut out on the ironing board now and I've got to sew them up today, but I've got the surgical ones in the car just for when you have to jump out somewhere quickly, and I'll post some photos when I've got them done.
Please do.
Yes, we'd
love to
see that. I
wonder if it'll turn into, you know, the undies that have the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, if we'll start having face masks with them on it.
Every day of the week.
I just want a face mask with a big smile on it to help get through it.
Yeah. I like that a lot. Susanna Sheed, we really appreciate your time this morning.
No worries, anytime. Hit Breakfast Show!